God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He laid aside his mighty weight and power and glory and became like other men. But sometimes it says he knew their thoughts. Same way you could, by a word of knowledge. Amen. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Why would he pray in the garden? Father, if there's any way, let this cup pass. Well, wouldn't he know if there's any way or not? I mean, case after case after case. He said the Father knows, but the angels and the Son of Man don't know that hour. Now, it's different now, him sitting at the right hand of the Father. You understand? But as he walked the earth, he emptied himself. And he sensed, we know from Mark, power flow out of him. He said, who touched me? Why'd he say it? Because he wanted to know. Who touched him? Right? Keep reading. Jesus said, when all denied. Now, Luke's the only one that says this. Luke 45, when all denied. How many denied?
All.
That would include the woman, wouldn't it? Did she deny that she touched him? Yeah, initially she did. All means all. He looked around. He said, who touched me? And everybody's going, I didn't touch you. I didn't touch you. He looked around. She's back in the crowd. He looked at her. She said, She was scared. You know one reason she was scared? She didn't ask if she could take a healing. Jesus is not having a healing meeting. He's not laying hands on people. He's just walking down the road. She didn't even ask if it'd be okay for her to take a healing. She just came and took one. She did. She just came. Never mind the unbelieving naysayers, it's passed away. She could care less about all that. Is it his will? She must have believed so. She wasn't even questioning whether it was his will. Maybe if it wasn't, she could just grab one and go before anybody knew. Now, the reason I'm saying this, I want you to understand the power of faith. The power of the individual's faith to come and lay hold and take something into yourself. Whether the minister was even thinking about it or not. Brother Hagin said, this has been some months ago, he was in Luby's eating. It's one of their favorite places to go. It was always a deal because Phyllis didn't care too much for cafeterias. And they'd go, wow, there's a Luby's. And she'd groan and he'd laugh. And we knew that's where we're going now. But he saw a fella as he was walking out of the Luby's. And the guy said, hi. And he just stood there and talked to him and just put his hand on him like this and talked to him for just a minute and walked away. And the man was healed from something that had been bothering him for, I don't know, 15 years. Well, Brother Hagin wasn't necessarily trying to minister to him, but the anointing is there. And this man had respect for the anointing.
Amen.
Just believe he received. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, this woman didn't even touch Jesus' foot. She didn't touch his hand. He didn't lay hands on her. He didn't pray for her. We read earlier, she said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his clothes, I'll be whole. If I can just touch his garment, she had that in her heart. I shall be. If I can just touch, I shall be. Not might, maybe we'll see. And man, she pressed through. And when she touched, she took. Everybody say took. She took a healing. Now, what a difference in the mentality of some, even during a healing line. I've had people come up, you know, and we preached to them and talked about believe you receive. Well, Mark 11:24, what things serve you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. If you look up that word, it literally means take. T-A-K-E. Believe you take them. Faith is like the hand that reaches out, lays hold of something, and receives it, takes it to itself. It's a real thing. And even after all that, I've had people come before in the healing line, and you go to pray for them, and they're like this. Or look at you like this. In other words, give me your best shot. Bless me if you can. Is that believing to take? That's resisting. Ministering with the anointing, you'll find it's very tangible. There are some people you pray for, the anointing, it's just like a vacuum almost. Just receive anointing out of it. Others, there's a repelling. A repelling. It's just as real as a natural thing. Just as real as you holding something out in your hand and somebody taking your hand and pulling it towards them or somebody pushing it away. Just that real. How many believe spiritual things are real? Well, let's go on over to Mark 5. I know we're not completely through here, but go to Mark 5 and notice how he describes this actual reception. Mark 5:25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse when she had heard of Jesus. How does faith come? Oh, she heard about Jesus and people getting healed, and she went through the effort and came in the press behind and touched. Everybody say touched. There was a point of contact. She believed when she touched, something would happen. Touched his garment, for she said, faith says, doesn't it? She said, if I may touch but his clothes, I what? I might be. We'll give it a shot. We'll see. No. Faith can tell you ahead of time how something's going to turn out. I shall be whole. And straightway, immediately, the fountain of her blood, the hemorrhage, was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, power had gone out of him, he turned him about in the press, and he said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. So now by this time, he has revelation that it's a her. I guess still not the individual, but perceiving that it's a her. So word of knowledge is like that. It's a word of knowledge. Not a sentence, not a paragraph, not a book of knowledge. A word. Huh? And you'll know a thing. You won't know everything, but you'll know a thing. Now when you know something from God, be like this, don't back off of it. He said, somebody touched me, and all the people round about him tried to talk him out of it and say, oh no, now you know, people's brushing you on every side. Sure they touched you. What do you mean? He just ignored all that. He said, no, I said somebody touched me. Who touched me? He looked around the whole crowd and they're going, no, I didn't do it. He looked at her, she went, mm-mm. But he wouldn't quit. He said, somebody touched me now. Go ahead, fess up. Who was it? Who touched me? And I mean, it was getting uncomfortable, I imagine. And that's why his disciples finally said, Lord, everybody touched you. He said, shh, somebody touched me. Now, come on, who touched me? Why? Because it was real to him, the anointing that flowed. Now, she just touched his clothes. Do you know cloth can conduct the anointing? Do you know that cloth can act as a storage battery? We had testimonies from guys that we sent cloths from this church, and guys over in Iraq put them in their helmet and wore them through the whole conflict. Never got a scratch. Never had a problem. Had God come on and keep them from getting in fear in times of danger. We've had people take a cloth from this church and put it in a pillowcase and sleep on it and wake up healed. Amen. Why? Well, how many remember Acts 19:11-12 said how God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. Well, what's handkerchiefs and aprons? Cloth. They were brought to the oppressed and the sick. And it said when the cloth was laid on them that the evil spirit or spirits went out of them and the disease or diseases departed from them. Well, it wasn't the cloth that healed them. It was the anointing. It was the anointing that healed this woman, but the anointing, Jesus wore it wearing those clothes became saturated with the power of God, didn't they? And she just grabbed a hold of that cloth, and anointing came through that cloth and came into her. Hallelujah. It was, the power of God was so real that he felt it go out of him, she felt it come into her. It was surreal. It stopped him in his track. He's walking along. People are brushing him. It's a throng touching him. And all at once he went, whew. Oh, what was that? Not the casual touch, not the curious touch, not the accidental touch, the on purpose touch of faith.
Amen.
That's what he felt.
Amen.
Amen. And finally the woman came and fell down before it, fearing and trembling. I told you she was scared. And knowing what was done, she came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. How many believe he's glad about this? He didn't want her to be scared. No, you didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, but I came and took a healing. Didn't even ask anybody. That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We're in the healing business. That's good. You didn't have to ask anybody. It is the will of God. It's always the will of God. Amen. Somebody to be healed. Always the will of God to be healed. He could have said, daughter, God's power has made you whole. He didn't say that. He could have said, daughter, the anointing on me has made you whole. He didn't say that. What did he say? Where did he put the emphasis? Your faith has made you. Why did he say that? Well, all these other people were touching him. If it was just the power, why weren't they healed? Why wasn't there things popping all around him just from people brushing up against him or casually or even out of curiosity? The power alone doesn't do the job. It's faith that gives action to the power. Faith that receives the anointing. She touched him on purpose. Can you say on purpose? That's the way it works in healing lines. When people come on purpose, and when people on purpose lay hands, and people believe they receive on purpose, the faith receives the anointing. He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Be at peace. Your faith, say it out loud, your faith. Your faith has made you whole. Brother Hagin, when he was on the bed, and the doctors had given him up to die, this is one of the things that got him off that bed, that the Lord brought this to his understanding and showed him. He said, because he thought everybody he heard preach said healing had been done away. Nobody was telling him that God still healed today. And he said, the Lord asked him this question. He said, did you notice it was her faith that made her whole? He thought, yeah. He said, well, has faith been done away? He said, no. He said, have you ever heard anybody say faith's been done away? This is the Lord talking to him. He said, no. And so the Lord said, no, and you never will. Because if faith's been done away with, there are no Christians. It's by grace through faith, right? I mean, there are no salvations. And he said, this is what helped him tremendously. And I want you to get it in your spirit. He said, if her faith would make her whole, your faith can make you whole.
Yeah.
Oh, do you believe it? Yeah. Is he the same God today that he's always been?
Yeah.
Everybody said out loud, my faith can make me whole. Say it again. My faith can make me whole. Go ahead, stand up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Woman with the Issue of Blood, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R801. That's R801. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.